Blog Talk Radio.
One is about the movie, the series of lawsuits that's been handed over to Bollywood. And then we're talking more in depth on some other matters pertaining to my one of the issues that I have in myself. So getting into my inner self for today, as of right now, at the United Nations Plaza, San Francisco, California. This is the Kids Event Show. Good afternoon. It is approximately 13 p.m. You guys are tuned in. Welcome. You guys are just new to the program. Welcome you as well. This is Kino Ben Zong at 12.5 KONB, San Francisco, California, broadcasting live from the United Nations. So, as you get the show on the road. If you guys haven't looked at the website yet, now it's time to do it. Go to kaim.world to look at the website for the Angel and Me. The Angel and Me is a global project for the movie that I am producing on behalf of my life, who I am. And not to be a mistake for anybody else. The program basically is based on true facts, true life stories, and what happens to me and my family, and of course, the future of the business. Basically, back in 1992, when I was actually I was actually with my family, with my father and my mother, getting to this issue. We didn't start talking about the movie until 2006, but we had no idea what was going to get this point until now. In 1992, when I was kidnapped from Napa, California, in Napa Valley, the Mount George Elementary School is where I got kidnapped. A lot of people didn't know that what was going to happen. So I basically was confined with some other people, just people who actually wanted a daughter of their own, but they couldn't have kids because they tried and they couldn't conceive. So in 1992, I got kidnapped by them too, and they took me to their home, and I basically cried and bawled and whined, and I couldn't get it out of my head basically that I had been kidnapped, and I had to basically spend for my staff after they released me, basically, have someone walk by and pick me up. This is one of those things where I had to do on my own at a young age, at age 8 years old, about 9 years old, technically. My father, he died at 80 in San Francisco, California, when I was 8 years old. I think it was March or April of 92. Is when I was, when my father passed away. So he was electrocuted by the electric fence that was surrounding Pier 80 at the time. And they later figured out that it wasn't good for on behalf of the pier. So basically they decommissioned the pier after that happened. They had some issues after that, and went on from there. City and County of San Francisco had declared it unsafe after since the 1989 earthquake here in San Francisco, California. So that was one of the main things that got so unstable at this time in currently 2017. It's basically what had happened under that whole thing. So when they had decommissioned, they thought they were going to just be with the way it is and let it flounder on its own. But after some talks and some other stuff, the people of Pier 80 still wanted to play active. So it would later turn into like a shipment yard for new cars going out of the U.S. and to other countries. So basically what they turned it into car dealership type stuff. And then they had other stuff within there as well. And then they had like two carnivals or a few other stuff and basically that aspect too. And then they still have the rail yard there as well. So the rail yard still goes through Pier 80 to pick up shipments and ship. So went down the whole thing of that thing. And then the movie where the movie comes in is basically where the part of Pier 80 is going to be turned into basically if it all goes into approval, it's going to be filmed part of it at Pier 80 where my father gets electrocuted and I had to deal with that and my mother wouldn't let me go near my father and it happened basically. So I had basically had to speak through a lot of treatment. I had to go through a lot of talks through this whole issue. Try to get this thing situated so I can have a better sense of understanding what I'm going to be filming. So, in the aspects of Pier 80, I had basically told them that if anybody wants to help with the film, whether it's special effects or anything like that, you could call me or text me or email me or whatever. But basically, that's one of the aspects of the whole thing. So, the movie, The Angel and Me, had a current lawsuit currently with Nollywood. So Nollywood violated copyright terms on behalf of this movie video. And now we, company of Republic International, Iris Network, and Nothing to Catch a Productions owns the content that belongs to The Angel in Me, or any aspect of that nature. So this lawsuit consists of numerous copyright violations and a host of other things. It's BMA as well. So we were going to be suing for $2.7 million at the time, but we found out that Nollywood did commit copyright infringement. So we're the company that the maximum allowed is $10 million. $10 million can be sued for the whole ordeal with BMI and Nollywood. When we talked to the IPO 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they told us basically that if anybody tries to commit any false claims against you and your company, to sue them on behalf of your company, just what they said. And they said basically, then do not fall into any of their harassment charges or anything like that, basically is what they said. So, thanks to the fact that I own the content, the company owns the content, I have the right to sue, basically, what they said. So BMI hasn't paid the royalties yet to the company, so Multilingual Radio Network at the time did own the content, but thanks to the fact that they did fade away into one last merge with Skyris Network. Company Multilingual Network does not exist any longer as an agency. The network that owns the content now is Skyris Network, Nothing to Catch a Production, and of course, Republic Unit National is the two main companies. We do have a subsequent agency out there that monitors, is basically the Department of Media. the primary media is doing actually overseas whole ordeal of the cyber war, the lawsuits, and a host of other things too. So connected with the United Nations, United States of America, and of course other agencies. So is what the whole ordeal is. Guys, I've seen the how many people are actually involved in this whole thing. It's not just me. I'm just a web designer. I'm working in the legal department. I'm a legal assistant and of course I have certified human resource. But I also work in the film industry and of course the the website designing. So that's the reason why you guys seen a lot of those websites and kind of done like you are. It's 1:11 p.m. It's the Ticket Golden Show. Good afternoon. You guys want to get your taking on this? You guys want to get your information calling? Go to scn-one.wixite.com/KONB. It's a website to go to listen to the program. I am broadcasting live from Midtown San Francisco, the United Nations here in San Francisco, California. So, good afternoon. We're back to the movie here, basically, on behalf of the Kitty Lynn Show. If you guys haven't seen the first 15 minutes of the movie, now is the time to do it. We'll first set up on the website as well, me too. So we'll post that up on the website. You can also go to tain.world. Check out the website. You can also check out my personal website to pronounce myself. It's to kayle.ws. It's the website to go to. Make note of it. Make other information known to them. I noticed recently that I had a couple of people actually liking the information that I put out. I've also been honored by other people, but I have yet to see other people come in to talk. I have since recently talked to several of my former classmates about this whole ordeal, and they're a lot of them are glad about it. A lot of them are in for it too. So I'm just trying to get this whole thing ordeal. The only problem I have right now is I don't have a computer to request, so I don't got a desktop or a laptop to be working with at this time. So all I have is an Android cell phone, and that's what I've been using for my photo shoots and my video that I've been doing. But I don't got no computer to do video editing at this time or radio programs. If I had a laptop, I would definitely be getting back into the rhythm of the morning show. But at this time, we're just doing it is the way it is. I am broadcasting live here in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, Midtown. Good afternoon, United Nations. It is 1:13 p.m. And I let's see. I'm going to get back into the thing around here, the movie here. I do know that there's lots of people asking questions about the movie and stuff like that, but I tell it the way it is. I tell it the way from my experience, not from anybody else's experience. My mother would know me. My mother would know what I've been through, and she would happily be able to talk for me as well. So, I mean, she was there when my father died as well, so. Basically, when my father passed away, she literally had to hold me back. They was trying to get him to save him, basically. And she probably knew that if I touched him at all, that I would probably go with him as well. Because they would cry right there, too, just like he would. But she had me back. And after that, I got mad at her, and after that, I told her that we would have saved him, but she said there was nothing we could do, so there's nothing that me and my mother could do to help him, basically, and we just sat here and watched him wither away. So basically, that horror deal of that part of the movie is one of the things that I just prepare myself to when I film. So that's part of one of the reasons why I was brought back to California to do. So they had me in treatment the first couple of, it wasn't the first 6 months that I was here. It's actually the second three months after that I had to seek treatment. And then in October, I left treatment, went to back to Pier 80 to do some more talks and stuff like that, stepped out there, stepped down there, and had basically did some other stuff down there, and I got back into treatment in the week of Thanksgiving of last year, 2016. And I am still in treatment at this time, but I will not be, I will not be extending the treatment. Even to the fact that I did actually completed the treatment process. So got the help that I needed, and now I'm going to be headed to Sacramento to do some talks with the governor of California to overturn a certain law that is prohibiting me to get a state ID. You guys haven't heard about that yet? I cannot get a state ID physically at this time without a birth certificate. My mother and father did not establish a birth certificate for me, basically. So, thanks to the fact that my father is deceased, I cannot get a state ID. However, I do have a baptismal certificate, so there's certain laws that has been in California at this time, as long as I can remember, and that prohibits people from using a baptismal certificate as a means of birth. So, and that I have not yet talked to the governor yet. So I did email him, telling him I'm on my way. So once I get out of treatment here, I will be heading up there, talk to the governor, and see what he can do. It is 1:18 p.m. Good afternoon. This is Kid Lynn. Kid Lynn Show. 1:2.5. KONB. I will be with you until 1:30 p.m. I'm gonna get you guys into the update here. Basically, we just got done talking about the movie The Angel and Me and about my history. The next thing on the list here basically is my inner self. Basically, what I have one issue. And you guys, women out there probably know this. One issue that I'm having currently is having discharge of breast milk, basically. So that's one thing that's big, not to say bothering me. It's basically an issue that I'm looking at closely because basically I've been dealing with that for almost, 2 weeks. Last time I had any good sex out there was basically back in October last year. So that was when I got this year. So I have not yet talked to the doctor yet, but I will be hopefully getting in probably when I get my ID established and get on Medi-Cal. So is what I'm going to be doing at this time. Medi-Cal, and I need to get some food stamps. But I cannot get any of that until my daughter was with me, and I can't get any of that until my thing at the state of California is over with. So I have to wait. I cannot get an ID. I cannot get food stamps, or I cannot get Medi-Cal until the thing with the state of California is approved. So, and once that is approved, I can actually get my ID, and I can actually go to St. Boniface to purchase the baptismal certificate. So, I'm kind of jealous, sir. But that paper certificate, the ID for me is free. So I already got the paperwork for the ID, so I just need to go and get the ID. Basically. Hey, I'm kidding, Lin Zhang. For 1.5 KONB. You did 130.